Any other business from you? Yes, public?
I have, yeah, I have something. Matt Henderson with Newslink.com. I wanted to raise again this issue of the terms of Mr. Esterbrook's release. One of the things in his general release agreement is this clause that says Mr. Esterbrook will not disparage any former or current county employee or official. It gives the appearance to some that you're offering him a lot of money in exchange for kind of keeping his mouth shut. It seems like a gag order. Why should public money be used to stifle the ability of a department employee to express any concerns that he may have and have those concerns, vetted publicly? Isn't the public entitled to an explanation as to why you're imposing this on him as a condition of his release? Have you considered or will you consider revising this provision of his release? Don't you think the public is entitled to, to know what's going on here?
Are you saying imposing on him?
Not imposing on him, but it appears that there was some hostility or something and that you're offering him a lot of money in exchange to, one of the things is to not speak ill of the commissioners or any other county officials.
I mean, I'm not going to comment too much on the standpoint. I think it goes, there's terms that are adjusted both ways that are mentioned in a settlement agreement. If I'm correct, Mr. O'Keefe.
I didn't hear the beginning of the question, but
Is it usual for a settlement agreement to include, I mean, one of these provisions here says Mr. Esterbrook will not disparage any former and current county employee, and the Board of Commissioners will do the same, not disparage. I mean, it seems that the definition of disparage includes, speak ill of in any way or bring into disrepute. It seems like kind of a gag order on him that he's not going to say anything negative as a condition of his release and his severance and everything. He's not going to say anything negative about the commissioners or about anyone that he worked with or anything like that.
That type of provision is not uncommon in all sorts of settlement agreements and releases and employment severances. Both parties have an interest in putting the past behind them, whatever it may be, and moving on. In this case, Mark was interested in other opportunities, and it was beneficial to both the county and Mr. Esterbrook to move forward. And as I say, that's not at all uncommon. That the parties don't really wish to the extent there may be differences, and that type of revision does not necessarily mean that there are, but to the extent that there are, bygones are kind of bygones. We're not going to discuss details of differences that may have been had, all sorts of things like that. But that's not at all unusual. You will find many agreements out there that include that provision.
I see. So, I mean, the answer would be no, that you're not. I mean, the agreement
is
the agreement.
Well, that was a separate question that you asked, and the answer is we haven't, nor do we intend to consider any adjustments to the contract.
Okay.
I mean, it was signed by all parties, so yeah. As long as we're in agreement with Mark, there's no reason for us to reconsider anything.
Okay.
Yes, Bruce Clark from New Holland. I had lunch this past Thursday with a gentleman who had been let go from his company. This is a private company. And it was a very similar type of agreement with severance pay. And I asked him about the same question. He said, oh, yeah, it's in there. So it's not uncommon at all. And in fact, he said that it was very strange because the day that he was released, just that morning, he had his performance review. And it was splendid. And they offered to then write him a very good, very glowing review, take somewhere else.
Okay. Any other questions?
Can I see that you have this public hearing scheduled for to discuss a Lancaster County Health Department. Mm-hmm. Is that something that's been under, I mean, do you have any comment on that? Is that something that's been under consideration? Is that something that you're in favor of or you're not in favor of? Or I wonder how that came to the fore.
I would, there's obviously folks who are interested in the county establishing a public health department. And I believe from their perspective they would just like to have their issue be given a proper hearing before the Board of Commissioners. And from my perspective, I think that's the appropriate course to take. So by having a public hearing, the board will be able to get information from both those who support it and those who may have reservations. And then after that particular hearing, the board will have the opportunity to weigh the information that was provided at that hearing and then decide whether further action is required.
Thank you, Carl.
Thanks.
Yes,
Bruce Clark and Holland. If I may add to that, about that gentleman I was talking about, the only reason he was released from his job was because of changes in the industry he was in. They just couldn't afford to keep him.
Thank you. Anything else?
Just one more thing, I promise. Are you able to comment on, like, why? I mean, you don't have a work session April 22nd or no meeting on April 23rd, and also on May 13th?
That's the week of the election. We never have a meeting
the election. Okay. Yeah, I was just curious as to why. Yeah,
they're conferences. They're usually weeks of conferences or the weeks of election. We don't have meetings.
Right. On Tuesday, May 13th, we're just not doing work sessions, so we'll be doing all the what we do today, actually in the public setting. We actually are going to be going to Harrisburg collectively and meeting with all our state senators as they're in the budget process. So, and that was one of the that was one of the days that we could get them all together. So that's obviously very important.
I see.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Daniel?
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're good. Thank you all.
Thank you all. So we're going to reconvene.
Do it again in 2 weeks.
I don't know.